Yo, what's up, everybody? This is one third of True Brothers Radio, Divine. Due to a case of food poisoning that struck one third of our team here, I guess I'll be holding it down. But we will have a best of True Brothers, the best of the terrible truth. Hope y'all enjoy this and listening. But before we get into that, I gotta wish a happy birthday to Raven Barnes. Get well soon to my great grandma and to Sydney Johnson. And also wanted to wish every mother out there a happy belated Mother's Day. Sorry the True Brothers didn't broadcast on Sundays, but happy Mother's Day to y'all. Hope y'all enjoy the best of the terrible truth.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the True Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And as we speak, I'm logging into the chat room right now for your questions and comments. Welcome back, everybody.
All right, and everybody knows that sexy voice is the producer, Supreme Candace.
Hey.
It came on smooth in the morning.
Smooth over nappy ass hair, boy.
Oh, my man, Juwanza. Shout out to Juwanza. He came in smooth as ever. He
like,
came in.
Yeah, like them drawings.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. If anybody get a chance, check out Juwanza Manu's drawings.
Oh, they are awesome.
They are very new.
They are
new.
Awesome. Well,
very.
Yeah, but hey.
Not for the children.
Better not bring your kids.
So how was everybody's day?
I got an effing ticket today, man.
I don't go through the week no more because we went through like 2 months of just act with
ass.
I
don't want to know about my day. So.
We was all right. Today I got an effing ticket, man. I said it. Yeah, I just can't. I don't even know. So yeah, they got me a little earlier today for that young speeding, I guess, coming down. Black
ass.
Whatever. Jesus, take care of
them. I got you. Okay, yeah. Who we hollering at?
Oh, well, there we go. Since we're getting there. First off, we want to holler at everybody over there at the rally for Sarah Cruzon today. They having it right now. Best of luck to her. They're going to have a decision tomorrow on if she'll be released with time served.
Yeah,
so.
I hope that outcome comes out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, actually, hopefully justice will be served. We got to holler at Jessica Robinson. She's having surgery today, so speedy recovery. Nakia Hall, Maya Hawkins, Barack Obama. That's my Barack Obama sound.
right.
Nah, Nakia Hall and Sade Walton. Yeah, that was it for that. I thought we had more. And for DJ's B-Day, September 12th, Melissa Patrick, September 14th, Sharon Hall, September 15th, Danny Youngers, September 16th, Michelle Bester, Kydria Williams, and Jared Smith. The 17th, which is today, Jamise Webb, Yvonne Baker's over at Hot Topics Top Radio. Happy birthday. And also, today's my dad's birthday. So, shout out to my dad. Happy birthday, Pops. Doing it big. Thanks for paying for that ticket. Too much, man. And tomorrow will be Nia Johnson's birthday. So, September 18th, happy birthday, Nia Johnson. That's all of our people. And, yeah, there we go.
All right.
Get that out the way.
There you go.
Here is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth. With your terrible anchor, Ray, and the Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's other brother, Lover Rubbers, who when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And Uncle Ben's Hairy Back Tossed Fruit Salad. Yeah, at Uncle Ben's, they are bringing Hairy Back.
Something nasty.
Yeah.
Now, last week, right, if y'all listen to The Terrible Truth, we had a story about a guy who got on the Down syndrome guy got on the plane.
Right.
Check this out. TSA confiscates mentally challenged man's toy. I don't think y'all heard that title, so I'm going to say it again.
Say it again.
TSA confiscates mentally challenged man's toy.
There you go. Take his two toy.
If you're looking for someone to thank for depriving a mentally challenged 29-year-old of his much-beloved security blanket, look no further than Linus. They did that to Linus. They took Linus' blanket, man. Okay.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Okay, here we go.
Is that a toy? Wait.
It gets worse. Members of the Freckless Bunch sprung into action in Detroit Metro Airport when they first laid eyes on Mandy, who's...
Oh, wow.
That's his name.
Mandy.
That's his name. Whose parents say has the mental capacity of a 2-year-old. They singled him out for a special pat-down, which makes... I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. Which is a special pat-down for people with special needs. Security personnel sensed that they sniffed out the troublemaker when... No, man. Come on. I don't want to do this. Okay. When they asked Drew to place his feet on a yellow shoe line and he failed to comply, his father intervened, explaining that his son didn't understand what they were asking. But the TSA, TSA, he wasn't buying that. The TSA dude, what?
Put your feet on the line? Huh? Oh, you want to give me trouble, huh? Wow.
TSA ordered David Mandy to back off. That's the dad. Explaining, please, sir, we know what we're doing. They proceeded to pat Drew's pants down, questioning the pattern that they found, which was his diaper. They
wow.
Which turned out to be the adult diaper. When the agents asked Drew to take his hand and rub the front and back of his pants so they could swab for explosives.
Are you serious? He's got a stick of dynamite right there.
Okay. I am crying, man. The dad tried again in vain to explain his son suffered severe retardation, but the TSA refused to be derailed from his job. It was then the agent spotted the weapons Drew was attempting to smuggle on the flight, a ball and a 6-inch plastic hammer.
There
My son carries his ball and hammer for security.
Okay.
God,
Molnir.
Junk check.
Molnir. That's what I'm talking about. For all those who don't know what Molnir is, Molnir is the hammer of Thor.
Okay.
And it makes me feel better.
He goes everywhere with them, explaining his father. But the TSA wasn't falling for it. One of them took the hammer and tapped the wall, observing, see, it's hard. It could be used as a weapon.
There it is.
Drew's parents were told they could make arrangements to ship the toy to their destination. Since that would result in them missing their flight, however, David Manning reluctantly tossed the toy instead, remarking, it just killed me to have to throw it away because he carried it like it was his for 20 years.
Wow.
Okay.
See the teeth marks on the handle.
I'm done. I can't do no more of this story, man. I'm good. All right, that's it. Oh, God. Whew. Did we forget to mention that in our second hour, we will have Teacher Jenny Andrews joining us for our second hour conversation and the teacher strike.
Yeah, that's going to be important. So anybody out there who got something to say about the teacher strike here in Chicago, feel free to call in.
Yeah, but...
But in the meantime, Linus.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, God, dude, I am crying over here. That's not funny, man.
It's not, but.
What? Damn. He just.
We got this, sir. Back off. What's this? What is this, a hammer? What are you going to try to do? Take the plane?
Big foot, little foot. Put your feet up on the, on the yellow line. We need to make sure you're safe. Stop all that wiggling. Don't want to hear your moan. It don't hurt. We ain't doing nothing to you.
It's just a wand.
What's this? See this? And you got the nerve to have a full diaper. You're nasty.
Yep.
That's wrong.
Yep.
You're going.
I'm sorry, man.
You're going.
Just, I felt bad when I first saw. I was going there, but I'm gonna stop, man. I felt bad when
God.
I was reading it. But.
PSA, come on. Apply a little common sense.
They don't know.
A little common sense.
They didn't know if that dude was playing retarded.
But did they let him keep the ball?
I don't know.
They took the hammer but let him keep the ball.
Yep. I don't know. But then, I don't know because I'm going to say something I'll end up regretting later. So, nah.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay. Yep. Come on.
Thor is what they call him.
That boy's name was Mandy. Handy Mandy is why he kept his hammer with him.
Looking for loose nails.
Wow. Sir, I'm going to need you to stop hitting people in the head with the hammer.
Nails.
That's so wrong. I bet it had Legos. It was made out of Legos and all that, man. Not even Legos, but them too sharp on the edges. Building blocks. Them smooth on the edges. Can't cut yourself with those. You can't.
You know what, we're gonna take a break and catch our breath from that one. And we'll be back after this, Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barleys and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right, Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a fire starting in my heart. You keep my fever, this is bringing me out the dark. Bringing me out the door.
We're back. I'm just saying. Didn't feel like it. But nah, in case you guys catch that last story, we got to say it ended on a good note. In case you were feeling bad for Drew losing his hammer, the story has a happy footnote. Drew's mother, having evidently learned long ago how to suffer fools, had a second hammer in her backpack.
The spare hammer.
That was, that's called Stormbreaker.
That's called being prepared. That's a good one.
It passed through at the airport's Eagle Eye security without a hitch. So on a good note.
All right.
Stormbreaker.
At least we got that's a happy ending. I don't know about this one. Man shoots and kills uncle over argument about whether cut of meat was that they were going to cook were pork chops or pork steaks.
Yep.
Wow.
Heard about that story. Glad I didn't. Yep. Looks like pork is killing people in other ways.
It's the other white meat. St. Louis.
The show mistake.
Just like Compton.
John Cunningham's of Jennings used a shotgun to settle a fight with his uncle over pork steaks early Monday. Police say Cunningham, 43, was charged Monday with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the death of Leslie Elo, 44.
Elo.
Yep. Elo, who lived in a house on Hiller Place, is the maternal uncle of Cunningham, police say. The shooting stemmed from an argument between Lowell and Cunningham over whether the cut of meat they were planning to cook were pork steaks or pork chops.
Now, here's my question.
Yes.
This is something I take it the internet couldn't solve. They just couldn't Google and
I figured they would have had
hey. How come they just couldn't say, hey, it's going to kill us either way. It's delicious.
That too, but I'm just saying.
Go for it. Finish it up.
Remember, you know what the fight reminded me of?
Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid? No, I was actually thinking, Count Chocula. No, Frankenberry.
Yeah,
remember they used to just get in that big.
Me and my brother.
Right.
Oh, I got you.
Me and my brother
used to think about
that.
Right.
Count Chocula.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Cunningham said that they were pork steaks. But Lowell disagreed. After the argument became physical around 1 a.m., the two had to be separated by someone at home.
1 in the morning.
Knuckles.
I'm just.
Anytime
like
is a good time for pork.
Plenty Smacks or Gold Crisp. Which one do you want? It's the same. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Cunningham. There you go. Cunningham went to another part of the home, grabbed a shotgun, and shot Lowell, police said. Lowell's later died at Barnes Jewish Hospital, and Cunningham, who was correct about the meat, was taken into custody. So he was right, and he defended it. Damn it!
So, to the end.
That's right.
The Jews.
So they were pork. They were pork chops, not pork steaks. And he had to he watched Food Network every day. He knows.
Hey, fellow foodie.
Yeah, but you're not going to shoot nobody over it.
No.
He's passionate.
No.
You're not as passionate about food as he is.
I'm not. Justin said kosher bullets, right?
There you go.
That's what I was like. The Jews.
Right.
The Jews.
Right.
The Jew hospital let him die, huh?
Oh, the Jew. Yeah, he didn't die from it. They found out.
They found out he had no money.
Oh, well. That'll learn you. But damn it, he is in a holding cell right now. But I was right.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 818-514-1202.
Asking them famous three questions. Why, no, and don't.
Hebrew Hideaway Justice says.
They are putting a shotgun up your boy and letting out. You ever seen the Matrix? Yeah. Body fluids are hitting him right now. He's getting spunk.
He's getting kosher meat.
I'm the picture of health. Time for me to lap dance.
Oh, I got a good one for y'all.
What you got?
Two men charged with robbery say they were filming a reality show.
Well, there you go.
I like that.
There you go. Hey, officer, this is our new reality show.
The ingenuity at its finest. This happened in Indiana, Pennsylvania. Is there such a place?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
State and state.
That's deep.
Wow.
Police have charged two out-of-state men with robbing two other men in western Pennsylvania by claiming they were recording a video for a reality show called You
OJ
Just Got Robbed.
Well, wait a minute.
Hold on, officers. This is our show called
You Just Got Robbed. Right.
Come on. Huh? It's going to be on MTV.
BET.
BET.
There you go. Right after the game, and let's stay together.
Oh. Police in Indiana, Pennsylvania tell the Associated Press that the incident happened about 1:20 a.m. Sunday and that the suspects apparently attend a nearby technical school. They're identified as 21-year-old Randall Smith of Temple Hill, Maryland, and 18-year-old Artie Goodwine of Memphis, Tennessee.
I was about to say,
police say,
oh, yes.
They knock
I bet you.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Police say one of the men put the victims into headlocks while the other recorded the robbery.
He robbed them with a head. Who was he, the Gooch?
In which $20 was taken from one of the victims.
There you go. Give me that 20.
Just
now look at the camera and say it. I just got robbed.
Now kiss your girl.
Online court records don't list the attorneys for the men. Smith is posted bail, but Goodwine remained in Indiana County Jail on Monday, about 45 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. That's deep. That's deep.
So, my man.
No, you got this wrong.
Hold on, officer.
We're filming.
This was
on
a show.
Cell phone.
You
cell
just
phone,
got
Kevin.
Robbed.
See, y'all fail to realize the funniness that's behind this guy. Hey, if Honey Child Baby Boo Boo got a name.
You know what I'm saying?
Why
what's
you
her name?
Honey Child Baby Boo Boo.
Have you seen the previews of that?
No, but the soup rips it all
the
time.
Oh, dude, you could just...
I saw the commercial for that.
My mama said, Viggle Jaggle is not beautimous.
Dude,
she got her own vocabulary for the...
She's retarded.
For the people.
But I guess, I think we got a caller coming.
Yeah, we got a caller. 612, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Oh, there
hey, 612.
You bastard.
All right, you just got wrong. All right, so you just got robbed.
But no, like that's what's crazy. Like
that's awesome.
I was sitting back, man, and I was watching that show with the lady with the human
Stupid
thumb,
justice.
Because she looks like a human thumb. That's what
the mama.
Yes.
And yes, the mama has the top of her head, and then there's her shoulder.
And then she just
looks like the juggernaut.
Yeah. She just, it looked like she's like, her face looked like she's trying to see on the eye chart, and she's not so good with the sight.
Right,
like,
right.
She's just looking at a faraway child. I swear that's
like
the
juggernaut.
Yeah, she, ooh.
Just shoulders.
And neck.
And right, no, just shoulders and...
Dude, and the daughter is all of calories. Like all she is calories.
Right.
Cholesterol built calories. Waving her arm, eating birthday cake.
It is.
Save me some of that possum, girl. I'm eating. Whatever. I'm tired, people.
Yeah, I actually saw her on what's that guy? Dr. Drew's Life Changer.
Yeah.
That's where I first saw her.
The chick?
Yes. With the little girl. That's
the mama?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is before the reality show.
Okay.
Because the baby's name, ain't it Honey Child Baby Boo
Boo? Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, Honey Baby Boo Boo.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
Oh, go ahead.
But it's so bogus.
It's trailer language for molested.
That is,
yeah, whatever.
That is wrong,
yeah,
man.
Cue the apology.
You went around swinging. Hey, I'm going to eat pasta. Yeah, roadkill tastes better after the tires are off it.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it, sorry.
Trailer trash.
This is about an ignorant.
That is, hey,
did you see that? You ain't seen the commercial. One of the older daughters was sitting there saying, "We're not rednecks. We have our teeth."
That's bogus.
Oh, that was okay. Well, don't blame me. Blame TLC because that was the commercial.
No, they got another
one
coming out.
No, I'm gonna tell you this: when they were on Dr. Drew's Life Changes, they had a camera crew go through their house. So the little girl taking them camera crew through a tour, and Mama's got this basement or storage room with all the stuff. It looks like an actual grocery store, right?
Uh-huh.
She's got like all of her laundry detergent lined up, all paper towels and tissue and everything lined up.
Right.
Little baby bust her out. Like, this is all the stuff my mommy gets from the church, and she brings it home. So
there you
whatever
go.
We need,
there it is.
Whatever we need,
the
we
food.
Eat.
Nothing like the food drive.
To keep it full.
We got a six-figure salary from TLC.
Up like you were in CVS or something.
TLC just handed out the show.
Yes, we got a six-figure salary from TLC, but we like to go to the food bank. Takes us humble.
God, you're robbing the homeless to feel yourself.
No.
You know what? I was watching one episode, not going to lie. The mama said that they was making lemonade, and the mama just was putting sugar in. She was like,
that sugar
goes good on everything. If you want something right, put sugar on it.
There's this stuff called go-go juice, and this was the reason why they were on the show in the first place. Go-go juice. This is what they give kids.
Okay. Yeah.
This is like
what is go-go?
I'm getting there. Yeah. Hush.
Okay.
Go-Go juice is the equivalent of 5-hour energy for kids, or Red Bull, or something, because when they do pageants and whatnot, you know, they get tired because they're there all day long. You're talking about 12 to 18 hours doing pageant crap. So anyway, Dr. Drew had them on
Ritalin
to interview the mom about giving her this Go-Go juice. This is how this baby got famous in the first place.
I don't know how to explain it. Go-Go juice.
So, you know, dude was like, oh, are you, you mind if I taste it? And she's like, yeah, sure. So the host, he takes a sip of this go-go juice, and he's like, my tongue is feeling numb. And he started getting kind of
queasy.
Yeah, a little sick and nauseated.
A little bath salts in.
He just thought it was a little, you know, he was like, I don't know if I would give this to a kid. I'm 50-plus years old, and I'm feeling kind of weird.
Right.
And so he asked the little girl, how does it make you feel? And she was like, it gives me lots of energy, and, you know, so she off the chain.
What is this flavor I'm tasting?
And
that's Tide. What is this?
That masks the go-go flavor.
What is this magical flavor? Oh, that's Tide
and
with
she
bleach.
Had her little baby do a routine where she's like a little mini cowgirl with her little belly out, you know, little midriff.
Yeah, that's what I was like. She's in a pageant, the baby.
Wow.
It looks all of cholesterol.
Wow, where is DCFS when you need them? Somewhere locking up black people kids.
Watching Tyler's and Tierra.
There you go.
Yeah, but they ain't arresting nobody.
Oh, no, they're too busy under there with joysticks.
Yep.
Check this out real quick, man. Woman allegedly beats ex-boyfriend with his prosthetic leg.
But there you go.
What
talking about beat the brakes off somebody.
I'll beat you till you knee.
What movie was that? That was on a movie, wasn't it?
It was?
Yeah, I don't know what
I
movie that is.
It was.
Oh, well, we're going to be, of course, all of the stories we do now will be in a Terrible Truth group on Facebook. So if you guys think we're playing,
just
know.
Said the Gimp Smash.
Some sweet music.
Not pimp. Gimp. Oh, I love it. Just
a 23-year-old Florida man is accused of beating her ex. Florida woman is accused of beating her ex-boyfriend with his own prosthetic leg in a child custody dispute over their 2-year-old son.
I'm going to kick your ass with your foot.
Yep. Jaden Fire Mary Hatfield was arrested on multiple felony charges in connection to the alleged August 27 attack in Baker, Florida. The victim, 25-year-old Brandon Fleming, says that he and Hatfield agreed to joint custody of their son since their relationship ended in February, and that the boy would switch homes every 2 weeks. But on August 27, Fleming said that that agreement went sour. He alleges that Hatfield sent him a text message stating that she would pick him 6 feet under. She would put him 6 feet under. I'm sorry, that was me, people. She would put him 6 feet under, and that she was tired of him. Around 11 o'clock p.m. that night, Hatfield allegedly arrived at Fleming's home demanding their child. He refused and called the sheriff's department. Get choked up. Fleming says Hatfield then took the child out of the bedroom window and went outside to get the boy out of the backseat of the car. Two men grabbed him.
He went in the bedroom window?
He went outside, opened his bedroom window and pulled him out. Two men grabbed the dude and began fighting with him. Fleming told the deputy that during the physical altercation, Hatfield came up from behind him, pulled off his prosthetic leg, and began striking them with it.
That's wrong, because she was probably surprised he was holding his own with the two dudes on the bad leg.
But we got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll finish this story up. Brothers Radio.
Want to get away?
There you go.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. If a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm the alpha with no omega, beginning with alpha and so blazer. I'm a sino extended version. Next episode will be smooth as a Persian. Rhymes everlasting, there'll be no part two. Knowledge is infinite. Once I start to draw a better picture for your third eye. If you're blind, you know what a mic. I'm a black Michelangelo. I'm the brother who ideas are colorful. Giving them insight, but giving them trouble to comprehend. Because their thoughts won't blend in. They're pretending while I'm extending.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back.
On the wheels of steel. On the wheels of steel.
Kansas gets it in.
Giggity.
Oh, but yeah, we're going to leave that alone.
No. Yeah, we got to finish that. I'm just mad. The man was holding his own against two dudes with a prosthetic leg, and she got to tip the scales by coming behind him.
Literally. But
get his leg.
No, you know what I was thinking of? It finally clicked to me. Jesus in the 79 Granada.
Oh, yes.
That's why.
Yes.
That's what made me think
about
that.
Yes. A lot of people. Right? No, that's the coup. If people are familiar with the rap group, the coup out of Frisco.
Yeah.
and they had a song called Me and Jesus in the 79 Granada, and it was about a dude and his father who was a pimp named Jesus, and he had a prosthetic arm. And he killed the dude's mama with the arm.
It's bogus. It's real bogus.
Oh, it's a great song, though. It's an awesome song.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
You might elaborate. Yeah, there was Hoppy, a moral at some
right.
point in the
Hoppy
song.
Was...
Now, to catch people up, a woman beat her ex-boyfriend with the prosthetic leg. She was over custody of their son. They had joint custody. Came back. The father, it was the father's week. She said, I'm coming to get my son. He said, no, you're not. She went and got the boy out the window. She pulled off his leg after he got into it with two dudes, started beating him with it. Now, to catch up.
Now, how bad did she beat him with it? Hit him in the
head?
Here
we go.
Did she break his leg?
He says Hatfield then reached into the front car, pulled out a 12-gauge shotgun, and pointed at him, saying she'd kill him if he didn't leave her with the child. Hatfield, the child, and the two men then drove off. The deputy said,
laughing.
Yep. Ha ha. Limp. Call you nubby. Or Mandy. The deputy says Fleming had injuries consistent with his statement. He also found a sheet being used as a curtain as the bedroom window hanging partially outside. Hatfield was arrested on warrants. The specific charges against Hatfield are aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill, domestic violence battery, interfering with custody of a minor, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Wow.
Gotta say them stories.
Wow.
No words.
All I can say is, you know, men can't win. When you're a good father, you get your leg ripped off and beat with it.
It's called the Toby beat.
When you wow.
Well, you're on the outside looking in too,
just
huh?
Cook pork chops.
There you go.
Wow.
I wonder why he lost the leg. Probably that first time he came over there.
Probably. Probably I've come from a kid.
Yep. Yeah. I came from a kid. Without that good leg to stand on.
Yep. Man, he said, I'm not giving. No, the law says I'm entitled to my son, and I'm going to stand on my right.
Nice.
She pulled out that shotgun and blew that right one off.
Oh, dude. Yeah, she. Look, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stand in this spot until you give me my kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Then blew.
And then next thing. Yeah, well, I hit it.
Well, there you go. And there, damn. And the world goes at peace.
There you go. And nothing.
Mop the floor without the
it
wet
was a
floor
dud.
Mat.
Right. Looks like the dude. You ever seen that dude on the wet floor sign?
Yeah.
And his leg is in the air. But that one is missing.
That dude has the worst luck, man. Every job he gets messed up.
Only time he gets across is he's on the cover of Men bathrooms.
That's the only time he gets peace. Anything else, wet floor, caution, electricity, he can't work.
Oh,
I used to work a trencher, and they had a picture of him getting ate up in the trencher, man. I'm like,
yeah.
Dude can't do nothing.
Second, hey. When he's walking across the street with his woman. That's the only time he's at peace.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, that is funny.
What you got, man? We got another story. Again, real quick, people, second hour we will have CPS teacher Jenny Andrews joining us to talk about the teacher strike.
There you go.
But right now, tell the truth.
818-514-1202. Car wash offered regular customers free sex.
Well, all right.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Police
what?
In Malaysia have clamped down on a promotion in which car wash customers were offered free sex after their ninth visit. In an unusual reward program.
With the woman, right?
Well, if that's what you like.
That's
what I like. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, the unusual reward program was born out of a partnership between a car wash and a massage parlor. The police said the officers discovered the hookup when they raided the massage parlor and found several customers had reward cards for the car wash.
Yes, sir.
So if you get 9 massages, you get a car wash. If you get 9 car washes, there you go.
Happy ending.
In order to get the extra offer, customers had to send their cards for washing 9 times within a certain period.
No,
yeah, they love you, love. And your car is clean. So the 10th car wash entitled them to free sex. Four men were suspected in running the massage parlor, and nine Vietnamese women believed to be prostitutes were arrested. There you go.
I'm all for customer service. And that just to me seems like pretty good customer service.
That's what it seemed like.
I'm just, hey, I'm not totally disagreeing with it. I'm not saying it's all the way wrong.
That's what you're saying.
But hey, if I just gotta come in there every day with a dirty car, then hey,
Drea Coleman say, where the hell do we find these stories? This is our job. This is the terrible truth. Our staff is working 24/7
every day,
bringing you the worst stories imaginable.
Yeah, I'm just saying, me
and
personally,
it's not hard to do.
It's really not. You just all you gotta type in is
US. We can't make this shit up.
All you gotta do is type in American government, and then all this pops up. Like, it's just real.
Oh.
Good times.
There you go. So is that the motivation you need to keep your car clean?
I'm going to be honest.
That's
amazing.
If they did that in the States, the way brothers keep saying,
I'd be mad as hell.
You know how many pregnant car wash attendants
I'm going to wash my car. It's raining.
Well, don't worry. Why are you in my business? Sometimes I got to get my car clean, woman. It's time. Now I'll be back. I'm going over to the Soap Cat. Soapy Cat. There you go.
More
like I want to call the Soapy Cat.
More like the Itchy Kitty.
Yeah. God, just, hey,
it's
you are always watching that rusted Nova. Look, woman, I'm just trying to be a better man and keep myself clean. Why must you criticize me with everything?
You got $20.
Wait. No, that's
tragic.
Hold on. Yeah, it's a nice watch. I don't need your money. I'll be back. going to get my knobs polished
on the car, baby. The car.
Yeah.
Type of man you think I am.
Anyway.
Okay, what you got?
All right. Teen hospitalized with dehydration after 4-day Xbox marathon. Now.
I'm just retarded.
I'm gonna say it.
That's just retarded.
I'm gonna say it like I feel it. That's ridiculous. Who lets their kids sit up and play Xbox for 4 days straight?
It was a holiday.
That's 120 hours.
It was a
holiday. Well, no, it's not. It's what, 96 hours?
Mom
whatever.
See, he got down there. He had his chips. He had his Sunny D.
Shut up. I don't even want to hear.
Anyway, Pizza rolls. I'm ready.
An Ohio woman has confiscated the Xbox of her 15-year-old son, who was hospitalized for dehydration after spending 4 days in his bedroom playing Modern Warfare 3 video game.
Yep, MW3. Damn, bro, it's a pause button on that. I'm sorry, kid.
I got a bucket and a bottle.
Jesse Rollins tells the NBC affiliate in Columbus that her son, Tyler Rigsby, emerged from his bedroom Tuesday morning after a marathon round of game playing and collapsed 3 times.
Mom.
You remember the Nintendo thumb syndrome back in the...
Yep. Overrunning my checkpoint. Water, closer. Mama, closer. Don't let them take the checkpoint.
Like the death scene of Mr. Hank.
Right.
My South Park heads out there. Anyway.
Okay,
I'm going to reread this paragraph because you all are ignorant. Jesse Rollins tells the NBC affiliate in Columbus that her son, Tyler Rigsby, emerged from his bedroom Tuesday morning after a marathon round of game playing and collapsed 3 times. She said he became very pale and his lips turned blue.
God!
I was very scared. I thought he was going to die, she tells WCMH television. He just fell over 3 times. The TV station quotes an emergency physician at a children's hospital saying dehydration can lead to a decreased blood pressure and a lack of adequate oxygen to the brain. Rollins, who Tyler said had only left his bedroom to use the bathroom, picked up snacks and take a quick shower. And said both learned a lesson the hard way.
quickly.
She says that Tyler was shaken by the ordeal and didn't complain about his punishment. The Xbox is gone.
What?
And
oh,
all is right.
Off
right.
The alien.
All is right.
I have very, very, very views about these.
You didn't think about your child being locked up in their room for 5 days, four days.
Don't talk to me. I'm on
it. He only came out to pee.
If he did that, I'm sure that bed is wet right now. I'm sure he did that.
Let's get this straight. There you go. Gotta find you big or not. You know how to pee. How old are you?
That's my
get out of my
exactly,
room,
baby.
Little girl. I'm 15. Get out. And I'm playing MW3.
You got a phone. You're big enough. You know how to pee.
That's what the bottle is for. You want to guess what the bucket's for?
You also know how
that
to pee.
That ain't Mountain Dew. Don't drink that. Dude, I told you.
Oh.
I'm serious about my gaming.
That's just ignorant as hell.
That ain't Dew. What are you doing? Oh, well, it's over now.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Dew, Drea.
Whatever, Dew. Watch
Drea
my back.
Said,
watch
nah,
my six. Watch my six.
She said, nah, he got bottles all over the room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he do. Pepsi yes, he do. Yes, he do.
Yo, mom,
matter of fact, you know what? Nah,
breathing.
You know what? You said that. I got to put somebody on blast. Back in the day, I used to date this girl.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Her brother was too lazy to want to get up in the room and go use the bathroom at night. So he would just take McDonald's cups and everything and just let him go.
Swear to God,
let him go.
Girl, who brother did this?
And they end up finding the bottles and crap all under the bed.
I'd have beat the brakes off him.
You'd have beat his leg off.
Beat the brakes. Dude. I'd have beat him. With the prosthetic leg, he would have needed another prosthetic leg to replace the two he's going to have missing.
Dude.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
Dude, what happened? No.
Nothing.
I dated a girl who did the same thing. I'm just saying. Who brother did the same thing. And it was, whatever. And the dude did the same thing. Like he would take McDonald's old sweet tea cups.
There you
go.
Because they held right. If you knock them, they don't.
That ain't all that long ago. Wait, hold on.
Yes, I'm pissing in.
Damn, who does that?
Like for real. Like it made. It was like. Then what happened was I'm over there. I'm chilling. Blah blah blah. My man comes up. We cleaning up. And I'm like, damn, how many McDonald's? Do you love sweet tea? You don't even finish them. And, like, it was just filled with piss. And I was like,
I don't know.
And I just left. I just left it alone. So, yeah, I couldn't.
I just left. I don't know. Hey,
I got that gagging.
Yeah,
I got to get the fuck out of here. Like.
Wow.
Like, the bathroom is out the door.
Is this somebody you used to date?
Yeah. This is the ex-girlfriend.
Damn, how did you ever go back over there? You didn't.
No, I didn't. That ended. Because she was embarrassed.
That's going to be the end of this relationship.
Yeah, she was embarrassed.
So, wait a minute. You had to find out over her house?
I was at her house.
Well, he kicked it over something.
He invited me in to play some Modern Warfare.
And you smell pee.
No, what happened was I came over to her house. We were, you know, chilling, whatever. And then, you know, she was cleaning up, and I was like, you know, let me help you, you know, clean up and shit. And I was like, damn, girl, you got a lot of sweet teas. I knew she liked sweet teas. I knew she liked sweet tea. I was like, damn, you got to – and why you put them on the side of your bed? That's just nasty.
Wait a minute. They in her room?
Yes. Wait a minute. How is he pissing in her room? When she's not there.
Oh, no.
Because the thing
you
cop to it. I thought it was nasty if you're doing
why?
That.
But she had to.
How do you not know these bottles? Cop to it. And two.
She was pissing in them bottles.
I'm sure.
She
probably.
She was pissing in them bottles.
She probably was selling it.
She probably taught him about it.
Let me show you. Hit this little tube up to there.
Just say strange brew.
But wait a minute. What, number one, why are you okay with your brother pissing and coming
no.
and leaving in your
on the real, the bad part, I believe the only, and I'm trying to be fair here, I believe she didn't know because the way it was, the way her bed was set up, it was to the side and behind it. And
really?
I knew that the way the look on her face was, this mother,
No.
And she then
the look on her face was right. Dude is in my room.
No.
She was finna have you. She was finna have you.
If you're cleaning up your crib, and I asked to help, you wouldn't say no. That's cool. If I know the pee is in my joint.
Okay.
They were testing you out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. No. You're not pissing in my room.
No, see, you knew the brother.
I'd have beat the brother
right. Drea said, wait, she couldn't smell
that's
it.
That's what I was
doing. That's how you know she was letting smoke.
But you know what? The whole house had like a little.
Oh,
that's what
my aunt just showed up. Plan. Here, let me just.
That is just nasty.
Whatever.
What's wrong with
pull
you?
Him to the side.
Whatever.
I'm just going to put my pants
there you
down
go.
Just a little bit.
Right, that is just nasty.
Yeah.
Pull him
okay.
to the side just a little bit.
I'm
know me. He didn't just say that.
Waiting for signs or some shit? I mean,
I don't know.
Was
like,
the aliens coming and the piss
I don't
was
know.
Coming?
I don't know if
aliens?
The piss was marinade. I don't know if
she
was looking for.
She left a little bit of
paranormal
in there with the lemon in there because the lemon was supposed to cut down.
That's my thing. She loved sweet tea so much. You know, you gotta
but,
know.
No, here's the crazy part about it now.
How many cups was it?
That's my point.
15.
She had like a cup, like. She would never throw those cups away. Now,
no.
Not that she knew.
Because she believed in recycling. No.
And it's just the type of person.
How old was her brother?
He was
20.
No. He was 13.
That's worse.
13.
I don't understand that. Okay, for a minute, I was thinking. I said, okay, maybe
away.
He's selling his
pee. He's the younger brother. She's older. No. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. We got a new sponsor. McDonald's pissed up.
I'm glad I don't know him, but I'm trying to wrap my head around some type of logic.
There is no logic.
There is no logic. It's knuckles.
Pissing.
Only knuckles.
And
Honey
had,
Boo Boo
Child. And he had his own room, or they shared a room.
No, he had his own room, but his room was next to hers. But the TV, was not in his room. The TV was in her room.
Yeah, whatever.
And he wanted.
That's the excuse.
Woo! Oh man,
yep.
Thor's on.
Yeah,
I'm not going to the bathroom.
They sitting there watching The Real World together.
You got the McDonald's cup just stacked up
yep.
in the room,
case,
so you just
case
reach
you need
out.
To.
So you'll get up to go get the cup to pee in it, and say, "Get up to go to the bathroom."
So I'm gonna gag.
Oh,
again,
whatever.
So.
I don't even want to talk about that no more. That's
just
fine.
So
just
we got
nasty.
A real quick story we're gonna take to. This story is actually presented to me by somebody.
Did you hit it?
What?
Did you crush it?
The girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
really,
even with all of that. Not before.
Really?
Before I knew.
Saturated.
Why you ask? You asked me. I'm not a liar. So, I mean, hey. You I'm weak. I'm sorry. No, I'm playing.
They had rehabs for that, though.
So, I need that Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
but anyway.
After you finish, she was like, oh, you ain't got to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Give you a cup.
Yeah,
I know you like Mountain Dew and all, so
don't leave. We in the afterglow. Don't leave. Use this cup.
Yeah, I do it here. I like the sound when it hits the plastic. No, okay. This story was actually passed to me by one of our listeners. Dre Coleman had suggested this story. It's about a guy, Terry Williams, sentenced to execution for killing two men who sexually abused him as a child. Terrence Williams of Pennsylvania had been sentenced to death after killing two men when he was 17 and 18 years old. What the jury did not know, however, was that Williams had been brutally raped as a child by two men he had killed. Williams and another teen killed one man just a few months after Williams had turned 18, according to Change.org. He also admitted that he killed another man 5 months earlier. The man who was a church leader and another was a sports booster. The men used their positions to gain access to little boys. Sounds like Penn State to me.
All right.
Williams was allegedly sexually abused for years by these men, but he was also abused by other individuals throughout his life. His mother had abused him frequently, and his father was absent from the home. His first experience with sexual assault was when he was just 6 years old.
Wow.
And the abuse continued steadily for the next 12 years of his life. He did not receive treatment or help from anyone for the duration of his suffering. How do you know these abuse accusations are true and not just William making a calculated attempt to save his life? According to The Nation, it was not until this past winter that another witness would come forward, a former pastor named Charles Poindexter, who knew Norwood for 30 years. He admitted having known that he had sexually abused teen boys. Amos seemed to have lots of close relationship with young men. He stated that in the affidavit signed this February, saying that he began to suspect that they were inappropriate in nature. The few years before Amos's death, the mother of the 15-year-old boy told him that he had touched her son's genitalia during a car ride. Amos had inappropriately touched a number of boys at the church. Poindexter kept knowing it himself. This story gets crazier. It's sad. I don't want to really finish the rest of this out. It's really, really sad. And the crux of this is that the dude is sentenced to death for killing the man who sexually assaulted and raped this boy. And
wow.
Yeah, he found later on in life he wound up killing him. So I forgot that they had his death is scheduled for October 3rd, and it was signed by the governor Colbert last week, and Colbert is a Catholic Republican. So
all right,
yeah, terrible,
terrible
truth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Peace and love.
It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F, all one word. And
there you go. And we will be monitoring the chat room together because Candace is stuck at a cookout and can't make it, so we're going to hold it down.
Yeah, you will, Candace.
Just us. There you
but
go.
No, we got somebody here to help us out with that real quick. So.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to one of my oldest and dearest friends. He was hanging out today on this Labor Day, and we asked him, hey, why would you like to hang out and do a little episode with the Truth Brothers? And he said, sure, why not? So, everybody, I want you to give a warm Truth Brothers welcome to a good friend of mine, Mr. Marvin Norman.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, folks.
All right, man.
Glad to be here, glad to be here. Thank you very much.
There you go.
It's a quick clap.
There you go.
We can't give him a candy. That's that pass the clap.
Right. So how you feel, man?
I'm good, man. Good. Glad to be here, man. Glad to be here.
You're on big time radio, how I feel.
Oh, man. You know, I just feel like a celebrity right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
He got the celebrity tone, too.
He does. The way he laid back and... What we got his earphones on and everything.
Yeah, the whole smooth.
I'm just trying to maintain. You know, do what it do.
A little cocktail in his hand. And
oh,
what have you.
Yeah.
Got a little something here.
And we are gonna have a good time. The second hour topic today is going to be vengeance versus justice. This is a little bit of a extra innings of what we went into with the Terrible Truth last week.
No doubt. We kind of got into a little debate as far as, you know, which side you want to be on. And, we said why not bring that back to the people and see what the people have to say about that. Of course, that being you guys. So hope you guys are ready. You're going to sit back, enjoy a good conversation, and join in as well. So we hope to get you guys there. But before we get into that, we got to give our shout-outs and what have you.
There you go.
First off, we're going to kick it off with hollering at my boy Sosa and Marvin. I want to say thanks to their hospitality for yesterday. Had a nice time over there at the barbecue, man. Met some interesting people. Nice conversation. Yeah, they good people there. I got to say what's up to them. We're going to tell Candace we miss her and, you know, hurry up and get back. We don't know what we're doing out here by ourselves.
Right.
And real quick, rest in peace to Michael Clark Duncan. Just heard the news about an hour ago that Michael Clark Duncan died. And, kind of sad.
Bow your heads.
One moment. That's too soon,
man. Moment of silence, please.
I'm sorry.
That's too soon, man. That hurts.
Kind of go to bed, boss.
You got people like of other radio stations.
I'm sorry.
You know,
Michael Clark Duncan was a good guy, man.
Yeah,
we just had a nice, interesting conversation about his career, man.
And this portion is going to be brought by Michael Clark Duncan's John Coffee.
There you go. Make it last.
That is
the best part of waking up is a little green mile in your cup.
All right.
There you go. And Rosie O'Donnell, front hole panties. Sitters are quitters by Rosie.
Indeed. And, and another one real quick is we're going to say rest in peace to Rev Sun Young Moon. He died as well, 92.
That's right. And Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, we missed him last week.
Right.
And it was, whatever. DJ's B-Days, August 30th, Davina Parker, August 31st, Aris Dunlap, What's Going On, and Stacey Scott, September 2nd, Jeremy Lee and Teresa Adams, and September 3rd, we got Andre Bureau. I hope I said that right.
Wow.
That's the prophet poet. Soy Muhammad and Katie Lee, happy birthday from the Truth Brothers. Enjoy y'all day. We love y'all.
All right. And with all of that out of the way, this is The Terrible Truth. This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bob.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark with The Terrible Truth. First story up. Man charged with sexually assaulting men as they slept. Check this
there
out.
There you go. The best part of waking up.
Dude on
someone
your pop.
On your knob.
I got to say his name right because I don't want to get it confused. DeJuan Porter.
Be on the lookout.
DeJuan Porter, 27, has been accused of sexually assaulting at least three men. Allegedly, he's been stalking his victims, breaking into their homes, and giving them blowjobs while they sleep.
Wow.
Oh, are you serious?
Wow.
Dude.
Good night, sweet friend.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Wow.
Porter. That's the sound it made afterwards.
No.
Porter, a well-known DJ in Hattiesburg, Pennsylvania.
DJ.
There you go.
DJ.
Get your hands up.
All right. Keep them there. Pull your pants down.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Oh, okay, here we go, man. Let me get through this story. Porter, a well-known DJ in Hattiesburg.
What was his DJ name?
I ain't going to even say, man.
DJ Pull a Pop. Oh, man, he had plenty of them. DJ Blow.
Man. But get your high. Get him up.
Man.
pull them down.
There you
go. Will Leslie spot the men on the downtown bar scene and assault them when they least expect it?
Downtown too, huh?
Of course. That's the only place he could go. According to victim statements, none of them recall being particularly, I don't want to say the particularly touched, and that it's being investigated as well. He was charged with pulling the same trick on his sleeping prisoner cellmate.
Crusher was asleep. Crusher was asleep.
The same prank, huh?
Oh, my God.
According to police, they began investigating the matter in May of 2011 when a man allegedly alleged that an intruder climbed his fire escape and began performing oral sex on him.
Shh, it's a dream.
Tragic.
Girls be gagging.
Oh.
Okay, so in addition to this allegation, two additional victims reported that they awoke after a night of partying to Porter sexually assaulting them.
Wait a minute, and he lived.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he lived.
One victim, who asked to remain anonymous, claimed that Porter had tried to perform oral sex with him repeatedly after being invited
repeatedly.
To his home.
After I kept telling him no, but kept inviting him for sleepovers.
All right, you can come over, but don't
do that.
Yeah.
Nah, good night.
Wink, wink.
Nah, I'm going to close this door, but I ain't going to lock it. But don't come in here.
And I'm not going to sleep with any underwear on.
Nah.
Don't.
Dude, stop playing.
Quit. Don't. Stop. Don't stop. One victim.
No, man. Hey. No. If this isn't a murder investigation, someone's wrong.
He actually tried to do one victim who asked to remain anonymous claims that Porter had tried to perform oral sex on him repeatedly after being invited to his home with
But you kept
friends.
Inviting him. Oh, man, don't worry. Look at the rain out there.
He was a VIP guest.
He actually tried it on me overnight, stated the man. I violently woke up because I felt
violently.
A man going down
you
my
didn't
pants.
Violently. Yeah.
Kicking and coming. He woke up kicking and coming. Oh, this is going to be a clip.
Oh,
I see it right now.
Oh, my God.
It made me crazy for days. I really wanted to hurt Daquan. I really wanted to hunt Dejan. They won down and beat him.
Sure. Yeah.
To beat him
like he beat me.
The victim told WHPTV.com.
Boom.
How does that work
no.
in your world, baby?
No. I was really upset by the fourth time I invited him by to spend the night.
I told him, you're not making me
really
come twice in one night. You're not going to do it.
He was upset when he didn't come back over that next night.
Yep. Now we'll get in here. And I'm going to rub this jelly on my body. But don't
grape,
you come in here with
grape
the peanut
jelly.
Butter.
Grape jelly. Your favorite. God. I hate people.
I saw you eating the Smuckers over there, so I bought a bag over. But don't you come in my room.
In my room.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am so. Oh, come on.
All right, yeah.
Fell on that dude. Fell on every guy he assaulted. How does he DJ at night and just pick somebody at the club, follow them home, wait for them to go to sleep?
Right in the middle of his song, Girls Don't Do It Like We Do. And he just stopped the record to go meet up with, who is that brother?
Don't you look sleepy?
Excuse me.
Sitting there putting night all in everybody's drinks.
He got on the mic and said, excuse me, I've been distracted by this pretty nigga right now. My bad.
Wow.
Oh, now you see what happened when there's no candy.
514 1202. We got to take a break, man. We'll see you in the chat room, Justice. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activities.
Okay, but who looks better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's Devon from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, lady boys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hairs, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Devon. Now we know.
And knowing will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm the alpha with no omega, beginning with alpha and so blazer. I'm a sino extended version. Next episode will be smooth as a Persian. Rhymes everlasting, there'll be no part two. Now it's infinite. Once I start to draw a better picture for your third eye. If you're blind, you know what a mic. I'm a black Michelangelo. I'm the brother who ideas are colorful. Giving them insight, but giving them trouble to comprehend. Because their thoughts won't blend in. They're pretending while I'm extending. You bite like a parasite.
True Brothers, True Brothers Radio. And we're back. And you can also call them DJs.
No.
Night Tuffles.
No. You
Sleep
can't
aid.
Call them DJs. No. Yeah. No, you cannot call them DJs.
Turntableologist.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah. Call them
Night Tuckers. Tucker men. White beard.
Nuggers.
There you go.
Rump Rangers. There you go.
Wow.
Porta potty.
818.
Fruit booties.
Yeah. 818-514-1202. Come on. Are you going to a club after that?
Yeah, and those who have not heard that story, yeah, you got to get that story archived. That's the best way to kick off the terrible truth.
Wow. Yeah. Well, here we go. I'm going to do my best. Man dressed as Bigfoot killed trying to provoke sighting. A man wearing a military...
What's going on this side?
There you go.
Not good.
A man wearing a military-style jowl suit, which consists of strips of camouflage fabric, was standing in the right-hand lane of a highway south of Kapipsky on Sunday night when he was hit by a car. According to the Montana Highway Patrol, the second car hit the man as he lay on the roadway. So the first car set him up, the second one laid him down.
You know it wasn't a brother.
Flathead County official.
Flathead.
He got one.
Brain juice is what they call it.
Identified the man as Randy Lee Tinley, 44, of Kapipsky. Trooper Tim Snyder said his motives was ascertained during the interviews with friends, and alcohol may have been a factor.
You think?
Investigators are awaiting tests. They just bring him out on the road.
Let's just squeeze him out. Here.
He was trying to make people think he was Sasquatch, so people would call in a Sasquatch sighting. Sandler told the Daily Interlake newspaper on Monday, "You can't make this shit up. I haven't seen or heard anything like this before."
Good answer.
obviously the suit made it difficult for people to see him.
My man Justin say the hooch would do that every time.
He probably would not have been easy to see at all. Tinley was struck by vehicles driven by two girls ages 15 and 17 who were unable to stop at the time because they were texting their boyfriend.
Yeah. Have you seen that commercial?
No, I'm not going to do that to you while you sleep. Oh!
Baby, were you at my house last night? That's what he texted.
All I know is I left the club and had the best sleep ever.
Had a crazy dream.
My man say woke up and just, but that, I feel bad for my man who's Bigfoot. Now he's Big Flat.
Flatfoot.
It's just, whatever.
Idiot.
Have you seen them commercials, though, real quick, that of the people who
messing with Sasquatch? Oh,
Yeah. The people who be texting, and dude was sitting there, and all he holding up a sign and say, "Where are?" And he like, "But I never did say that I would text and drive," because he's been all when you text. I learned
if that message is that important,
he was going to say, "Where are you, Mr. Porter?"
You know, we need to tell these kids whenever they text them, be on the lookout for Bigfoot.
There you go. They are
out
tell
here. Bigfoot to learn how to cross the road.
You know what? Tell Bigfoot not to have a few drinks before he crossed the road.
Yeah, that's the same.
You know, but where were they at again?
Oh, this was in Montana.
They must have stills in Montana.
Hey, he was drinking. Said, you know what would be cool? Bigfoot. You saw when they're messing with Sasquatch commercials.
That's when they get that.
Could you imagine this? Guess what would be cool?
Yeah,
everybody
right.
Dressed up as Bigfoot and cross the highway.
And what's crazy is we don't dress up like Bigfoot, so you know they wasn't of our color.
There you go.
Other part is, you know what they, hey, come on, guys, let's dress up as Bigfoot. And they gave that let's party yell that they do.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! They did that.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
Hand me all your jackets. And let's go out here and do it.
Woo!
Watch me cross the road. She's gonna think it's Bigfoot.
They party to death.
Well, I gotta get some new sound because I need a car. I need a running.
You need the cowboy yell.
Yep.
And you need that splat. But that dude. They did all that, and next thing you know, they went outside. Like there's the edge. There's death. All right, hand me the PCP. We finna do this.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, what you got?
Woo!
Oh, look at Justin. Justin will say where the deer and the antelope play.
Oh, give me a roll. Check this here out. All New right. Jersey woman plagued with a condition causing 100 orgasms a day.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo. I just popped off another one.
There you go. And she's complaining.
Hey, check it out. A New Jersey woman is plagued with a disease causing her to have consistent orgasms.
Plagued.
Kim Ramsey, 44, took a tumble one day that resulted in a condition.
A tumble.
She set that setting to super high.
She put it on lifesaver. They called me Trigger Kim is what they call me. Justin, you beat me to that joke, man. Stop. You called it Trigger Click.
There you go.
But Kim Ramsey, 44, took a tumble one day that resulted in a condition in which just the slightest friction can lead to her orgasm.
And this was a tumble she took. He kicked her down the stairs.
Tired of you saying I ain't big enough.
I'll show you.
Yep. Now all I got to do is rub your forehead. How you like it?
What? You said you wanted more.
Nah, I could stop, yeah.
This sounds like a bad Twilight Zone episode.
Term persistent arousal disorder, or PGAD. Either one.
Wow.
Is this extremely rare condition keeps the British nurse on the verge of sexual climax, which inhibits her from normal functioning. Doctors believe the incurable syndrome, which was caused by an accident in 2001, where she fell down some stairs.
So 10 years of happiness.
This may have led to a travel cyst in her spine at the point where a woman's orgasm originates. It is possible, doctors assess, that the cyst enables Ramsey to have up to 100 orgasms a day, some lasting for hours.
Wow.
Her condition.
She gets no work done.
Oh, I'll have what she's having. Ma'am, she's working. Well, I want to do the same work she's doing.
She should write a book.
Her condition became acute 4 years ago after sex with a boyfriend.
There you go.
And I'm sure he pounded his chest out.
Yep, he is still beating his chest.
Yeah, man. About 14 times.
He's still doing. Watch this. Hey, look at that. See that? I'm the
right
man.
Yeah, check this out here. Connect 4. Oh, yeah. He did it to me again. Don't do it.
Don't matter what I say. I'm going to do your mama. Look at her.
Wow.
You got AIDS now. I had consistent orgasms for 4 days. I thought I was going mad, she said.
Mad with passion.
To many women and men, especially those who find it difficult to achieve orgasm, this sounds like a gift. But to Ramsey, it's a curse. While other women wonder how to orgasm, I wonder how to stop mine. Zero.
Don't use the ice, no.
Don't take another step. These floors are shaky. Oh, God.
Oh, would you quit moving the covers around?
Maybe I'm about to make the bed. No!
Damn it, let me get out first. No, I don't want to take a shower.
Okay, I hope she's not a squirter. But
she's dehydrated.
She related to the press. It's uncomfortable, painful, and emotionally draining, and consistently distracts me from this uncontrollable urge every day. This sounds fictitious, but doctors acknowledge the condition is real. Here's a little fact real quick about the condition that is called, again, PGAD.
Yeah, PG.
Yeah, PGAD sufferers experience unimaginable climaxes. This arousal can be persistent for hours, days, or even longer. Sexual medicine expert David Goldmeyer told the Mail. This can be highly distressing for a woman, and despite attempts to relieve it with sexual activity or orgasm, this often doesn't help
make symptoms worse. Would you get away from me? Go away.
Now, real quick, Kim, who now lives in New Jersey, was officially diagnosed with the disorder in June of this year. She awaits a September appointment for a PGAD specialist in London to get a prognosis of her condition.
Well, that plane ride is going to be hell.
Until then,
any type of turbulence, she's going to die.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need you to
right.
Buckle up. Oh, what is that? Is it 9/11? Somebody's all right back there? No? Okay. I'm sorry. She's just coming again. But, yeah, real quick, until then, she suffers through having dozens of orgasms a day in public and private. And the disruption disruption of PGDA causes in her intimate relationships.
Whew. Yep. 818-514-1202.
Hey, ladies.
There you go. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back.
Come back is the word.
Yeah. We want to hear y'all comments. True Brothers Radio.
No, don't do that.
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Mr. Dumbass, I can bring a lot to Dumbass and Dumbass. I'm a go-getter. Dumbass material all the way. So, am I your man, Mr. Dumbass?
The name is Dumas.
That's pretty thick-headed. But nothing compared to the rich, thick, frosty mouth taste of an A&W root beer. With A&W, it's good to be thick-headed.
What a dumbass.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Truth Fingers. Truth Brothers Radio.
You know what I mean? Me dip out a whole 14, know what I mean? And reload my next magazine, know what I mean? And mounted them mouths in steam, know what I mean? Look at them a move sideways and lean, know what I mean? Can't come about when man get in, know what I mean? We no like them colonial regime, know what I mean? Ethiopia no like Mussolini, know what I mean? Me queen of Iraq and come in, know what I mean? And jump on me big trampoline, know what I mean? And boost up our self-esteem, know what I mean? Look how on the home and kitchen.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Nah, we're mean.
Back. Nah, I don't know what you mean, but I know what she was doing.
Nah, I mean, yeah.
That's my girl. I like Kim call Ramsey
her,
now.
Call her Quaker Shaker.
Yeah, it's something like that. I imagine, though, dude, that got to be an ego boost, though. Not knowing, though.
Got to be terrible for her, but hey,
whatever, hey.
Sacrifices got to be made.
I'm saying, sometimes I need my ego stroke. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And hey,
she breaks up with him quick because they, yeah.
They just
what'd you say to me? What'd you say to me? Just touch her elbow. She fall on the floor.
Yeah, see? Y'all call your boys over. You got to call your boy over.
Watch this.
Don't do me like that.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, though.
You can't leave her alone with nobody, though.
Oh, no. Nah. I can't. I can't have her.
You can't work. You just stay home.
Nah, it ain't even that, dog. You can't have her come to the PGA. You can't come and have her come to the school, the parent teacher conferences.
Nothing. Your son is failing. Oh,
I'm sorry. It's so sexy sometimes. I get the shakes. You know.
That's my
ain't no God. Church on Sunday morning.
There you go.
Pastor can't come. No.
Pastor, I like
Pastor. Touch him up. No. Yeah. No.
Like, don't grab my wife, but
yeah.
It's okay if you feel like it. No.
Mm-mm.
What you got?
Mm-mm. No. Check this out. Squeezing breasts for Stop AIDS charity.
All right.
Yeah. The fundraiser, which was part of the Erotica Will Save the World event, took place on August.
The what?
Erotica Will Save the World. That's your girl.
Yeah, hey, I don't.
Took place on August 25th and 26th in Tokyo, Japan.
Ain't no breast fundraiser over there.
Hey, they finding some at the breast fundraiser event.
Hold on.
Ten ladies.
Opie
Ami models. I'll explain what Opie Ami is in a minute. Volunteered to have their breasts squeezed in exchange for cash towards the Stop AIDS Cause,
like
a charity aimed at promoting the awareness and treatment and prevention of AIDS. To participate in the event, men and women would have to line up to have their IDs checked to make sure they're over 18, because we don't want the little hands touching.
Yeah.
Donate money, sterilize their hands, and then squeeze the breast of one of 10 models. They were allowed 2 squeezes per hand. 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, get off.
And if they were not satisfied, they could rejoin the line to fork up more cash. While the Opie Ami models, which Opie Ami is the practice of allowing people to squeeze your breasts in exchange for money.
Why don't we have that here?
Because that's the Far East. They got wise ways.
Yeah.
Mysterious. It's popular at some Japanese bars. This was the first time it has been carried out for a public event.
here's the thing. America always got to go overboard, so imagine if the DJ gets to host the event.
My man DJ Porter Party.
DJ Porter is here, y'all.
Like,
all the men, say what's
blast,
up.
Blasted will save the world.
For a mere 30 cents an hour.
I will allow you to blast. For charity.
I will take your glue.
Porter's glue.
For a mere 30 cents, fella.
I will put you to sleep.
Porter's pillow.
There you go.
Just lay back.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Take care of it. And if anybody don't know what them Porter pillows are.
For charity. Yeah. This is all for charity.
I don't know, man. That's just, it just don't
oh,
make
I've seen the YouTube clip. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I thought you
no,
saw.
Not the glue factory.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
hey,
not the glue factory.
We don't do that here at
no,
Two Brothers Radio,
no,
man. I almost left right there.
Yeah, no.
No, let me ask you a question. Who was the security guard making sure they only got one squeeze? Where was he at?
Oh, they was up, trust me. Yeah, they was up, yeah. Great. They was, hey, 1-2, 1-2.
1-2. Now,
you got a combination of four. Now, you want to go all four on the left, that's your right. That's your right. If you want to go 1-1-2-3, whatever. But as long as you don't try to do four per finger, we all good.
Okay. What,
yeah. You get back in line.
And for that one, it has that one.
The
one,
question is, how much do you care about curing AIDS?
Because we all know the epidemic of AIDS in China.
That's
is very
right.
Right.
Japan.
I'm sorry, Japan.
No, what if there's a tiny man hand? A tiny hand
go.
Man.
You still get two
I
per
didn't
hand.
Know they had.
That's why they checking IDs to make sure them little hands ain't belonging to the children.
And my thing is, I didn't know the breast was big enough to want to grab over there in Japan.
I thought you think everybody is no. Dude,
no, I'm not.
They're
saying,
drinking milk like they're drinking milk here.
I
they,
believe
yeah.
that, and I believe that wholeheartedly. But
trust, son,
it's not. Like, they, I
yeah.
got you. I feel you.
Yeah,
I'm just
they come packing over there. It's not as often as you see here.
That's what I'm saying.
But you get surprised every now and
Omni
again. Omni Omni.
I'm thinking about opening the Omni Omni Donald's.
There you go.
The Omni King.
Da 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 da. I'm squeezing them.
Yeah.
Over a billion served.
There you go.
Hey, I'm not mad at it. And just don't go to the Porter House. That's
we ain't getting
just
here. Porter don't yeah.
It's
Porter
not just takes anymore. Check this out. New Zealand's accidental millionaire sentenced to prison. A New Zealand man who fled to China after millions of dollars were accidentally deposited into his bank account was
fitting. Well, would you look at here? I'm leaving. I ain't mad at him. He took a chance.
I don't.
He took a. Hey, you only live once.
YOLO.
That's how to close that account quick as hell. Oh, no, this ain't working out. This is like, just give me my money. Yes. All of it.
Check this, oh my God, a New Zealand man who fled to China after millions of dollars were accidentally deposited to his bank account was sentenced Friday to 4 years and 7 months in prison.
Because how dare he try to be happy.
Hu Leo Gao, dubbed the accidental millionaire, and Kara Herring, his former girlfriend and mother of his child.
Yeah, he broke up quick. You know what? This is done.
You know what? This is it.
I won't amount to nothing, huh?
Well, look at what I bought. Tickets to China for me. Good luck with that rent. I'm out of here. He fled the country in April after Westpac Bank mistakenly credited his account with $10 million
oh,
instead
wow.
of $100 million.
Man, he gave it a shot, dude.
I
would
have did it.
He gave it a shot.
Gao had applied for an overnight draft to keep his struggling business, a BP gas station, afloat.
It is.
A struggling business. A lot of people say you're lucky, like winning the lottery. I say nothing worse could have happened to you, Gao 31 told the Daily Post. Gao was caught in December of last year when he attempted to cross from mainland China to Hong Kong, TVNZ reported. He pled guilty to 7 charges of theft, totaling 6.8 million. About 3.7 is still missing.
Man,
He buried it. Yeah,
How
did he get 4 years?
He got 4 years.
4 years for 3 minutes. I can wait.
I'll do that.
Like, yeah, I don't know what you. Yeah, take your six back. Take it back. I don't know what happened.
And KLS refused to say what happened to it.
You damn Skippy. I will get out someday. You ever see Shawshank Redemption? Yep, it's a rock by the tree.
What was that movie? What's the boy? The Spike Lee joint with the army guys. St. Anne.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember at the end?
It's in the statue. But I tell you what, it's gonna be. Wait for you. He waiting.
Oh yeah.
He waiting. Just marking him off the calendar.
Yep. Smiling.
Might be too with good behavior.
Yep. All I can say is I'm not in a position to pay the reparations, he said, according to the Daily Post.
Go take the BP back.
according to Al Jahirza Herring, that's the girl, I guess, 33, was sentenced to 9 months under house arrest in order to pay back the and he broke up with her. The $9,588 that she withdrew from Braille's credit card. I wish I could have another chance.
I've been like, I'd have been like, give it to me in cash. I don't know what you're talking about.
If they put the money in my bank account again, you know I would just give it back. I would just give them back. Never going to do it again. You don't have to.
You don't have to. He got $3 million sitting somewhere.
3.7, which means he counted it.
Yeah.
According to
it's in a Chinese bank somewhere under Lu Qing.
It's not the Ching Ching. That's
right.
Ching Ching. Right.
Here's his name.
There you go.
I want my account now.
You need my name.
But, you know, I can see a boy. Babe, I think we need to break up things.
Yep. Oh, I got 10 million reasons why this ain't going to work.
According to Al Jahirza, the bank noticed that an enormous transfer days after it happened. But Gio and Herring had already fled to Hong Kong by then.
Gotta go.
And they transferred.
He was on that red eye flight.
I
am not mad at him.
Dude, I can tell you right now.
Go give it a shot. Go go on a run.
If $10 million is deposited to my account, you'd get a call. And I'd say, hey, man, you could do this or not. It's a chance
but
that it might not.
Run.
Uh-oh, dude.
But, hey,
I'd be,
meet me in Canada.
Dude, now I'd be somewhere in Jamaica with no shirt on under a dirty lamp saying boat.
Just trying to, right, right. Like, hey, are you I'm Jamaica. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bumba Clyde, Rasta, boat.
Dreadlock. That's how I talk now.
Irie. Now, what do you want me to say? No, don't go near the tree.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I
hey,
ain't lying.
They took a shot.
Would
I ain't mad at
818-514-1202.
Would you take a shot?
If $10 million was dropped in your account, would you take a shot and leave?
Come on now.
Be honest.
Ma.
Man, if $10 million was dropping my account, the plane, I'd fly over there myself. I'd flap my arms like they was wings.
I wouldn't
wait on the plane.
I ain't gonna lie. I'd swim.
You take a day.
I can't swim. I
know,
jump in
I'm
the water.
Sure they was trying to figure out how do we take this money out. Just got to get it out. Hey.
Oh, dude. I'd
make the big deposit and run. Hey. You know what did you? You didn't call me, sir. I want all my money right now.
Where's my toaster?
I don't want to hear. No, don't bring me the manager. I'm offended. Give me my money. Yes, all of it.
Hurry up.
All of it.
$10 million. Small on Mark Bell.
No, right. You give no big bills. Just give it. Please. Just hurry up.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
I don't care.
No,
if
let this
few...
be a lesson to you.
I don't care if you're a few hundred
soon
short.
Don't worry. Here's a tip. I'm making
Don't
do it again. I'm going to make a run. I'm getting off the grid, G. I'm going to make a run. I'm going to Cuba, baby.
And
I'm going to Cuba.
And I'm getting one of them Tiger Woods throwaway phones.
Tiger Woods throwaway phones because someone could be listening.
It's me, Devon. You know, the one who stole the $10 million.
818-514-1202. Come on, because we got a full board over here. If one of y'all got someone just accidentally put $10 million in the pot. What would you do? Would you say, excuse me, I think there's been a mistake.
Dude, I ain't going to even lie. Let me tell you about something that happened to me, man.
Uh-oh.
My job was this lift, this joint that I had, right? They accidentally paid me twice. They paid me on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
and Saturday it got mm-hmm. paid again. Oh, I threw that out instantly,
oh,
dog.
Yes.
Like, yes, sir.
Yes.
I'll take
oh,
all
yes.
of that.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, the shopping we did.
Did not ask. Yes.
No.
Oh, been there.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yes,
whoa,
sir.
It's one too many zeros. Okay. Hey.
Instant pool.
Who am I to argue?
Right.
I did them hours. Sure.
Dude, I instantly pulled that money.
I don't see why he should go to jail. The bank made him. The dude who did the mistake should go to jail.
And be fired.
And be fired.
I don't care, though. He was smart. I ain't going to lie. He's smart to bury that 3.7. Because,
yep.
oh, I'd gladly
like,
be
where's that? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
We made our run and didn't
dude,
make it.
I will gladly
I'll sit
be.
Forward.
Oh, yeah.
I'll sit forward.
For 3.7? Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll be 33.
Yeah. The point.
A millionaire.
The point seven. Look, out of the 3 million, the 0.7 is just booty protection for your 4 years. It's
right.
four, hey,
yeah,
hey,
you
hey, crusher,
do.
Come in.
Yeah.
You work for me now. Trust me. Your job is to let me shower in peace. Yes, sir.
And I promise
and keep
you.
DJ
and
away.
Me.
And keep the DJ away
right.
from me.
DJ away from me.
Yep. That's right. That, hey, the 0.7 is investment.
Yeah, I give, hey, man. Is 300,000. Keep everybody in here off me. Then I got to nah,
no.
Keep
he in
nah.
prison. 100,000.
Yeah, I know,
let him let him up
I
the
gotta,
price.
I gotta divide.
Do you know how many lucky strikes you can buy for that kind of money?
There you go. Hey man,
I'm just saying.
You know you got that kid that don't see you. You want to make it right. 100,000.
Yeah.
Just keep them off me. I want to eat in peace.
Yeah, but see,
that's
man,
all.
And the other ones is for the other for the folks and vice lords.
Like, right,
it's just to make
yeah,
life.
Hey,
just
y'all
case,
go. He fall off.
Right, exactly. So
just
I gotta
case,
have.
I gotta, yeah, hey man, you let one of them wink at me. No, you gotta take punishment. Bring in one of these other. Hey man, you wanna make 50,000? Plug
yeah.
him.
Put him
teach
on the. Because yeah, that girl, the girl I broke up with, don't know where to stand.
She don't know. I went out for. I went out to enjoy the air. And just came back. Next thing I know, the police was there. I don't know, baby. We caught. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't, but I where would you, all right, let me, here's my thing. Where are you hiding the money? Where do you hide it?
Well, I ain't going to tell nobody.
No, I got you. I'm saying, though, if you
wherever,
had
whatever. I don't know.
I can't hide it in her place.
Right, and I can't put it in the bank under Ching Ching name. That
right.
ain't going to work. So you gotta find a place to bury it, and you
and
gotta
so
make
he,
sure that it's gonna be. You gotta make.
He
hey,
owns a BP
you,
gas station, though.
No, but they're gonna tear the BP up looking for it.
Oh yeah,
you know. And he made the run, so he didn't know to hide it yet. So he hid it somewhere in China. Now it's probably some village down there that he got real nice with, and Zingling's house, right?
It's
yeah, right under
the
right under her garden where they grow the rice, right under there.
Yeah, but then,
right under there. And one day I'm going to get back there and dig it up.
Yeah.
He just got to remember where it is. Hope they don't
oh,
build
dude.
A city over
but
on top
yeah,
of
that's
it.
What I'm saying.
They build it big time in China.
Blue streak all
right.
over
here. Do not let them build a city on top of my money.
That's
all
I'm saying. See, that would
best thing could happen is if you the dude who just happened to be in a rice paddy and dig it up after he left. You're the winner.
He said... Just to say, Mitt Romney can give you some insight into how to filter your funds.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah. The only thing would get me, like I was saying, was I would have to figure out where I could keep the money and know in 4 years it would be there.
Yep.
That would be my only problem.
Now, if you, like you say, you Mitt Romney said, if he know how to steal money and hide it in the bank.
Yeah.
That's different. That's that 1%. They know how to steal it and hide it. In the bank, in your face.
What $10 million?
Right. I don't, yeah. That's,
what
$10
million?
Yeah. Oh, he'll legally make you forget. He know how to get lawyers to make you forget. Maybe if dude would have got the money deposited and ran to a lawyer real quick, the lawyer might have could have found a way to.
Loopholes.
That's
yeah,
right. Called loopholes. Called possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Would you trust somebody to hold that for you to get
no.
it out? Not a
no.
brother?
You too. You two are the closest.
No.
You wouldn't let me hold the 3 mil?
Yeah, dude, I got a solid gold bike.
Solid gold motorcycle.
A solid gold motorcycle.
No.
I know you
I'm
don't
not,
mind.
I'm not holding it for free. I'm just, like, you gotta put now, you can trust me that if it happens, I'll make sure that you got
one. Okay, 3.7. How much?
You
how
got
much, it, when I get out, how much is left?
You got two.
So you took 2.7.
No, I put 1.7.
No, it's 3.
He got 3.7.
Okay.
You got
took,
two.
You took 1.7. And you
you got 2.2 left. With,
okay.
Come on,
all
you
right.
Deal with that?
All right.
Because you can't expect me 4 years.
You know, yeah, but eventually they're going to figure out.
What?
FBI going to look up these episodes of Truth Brothers and watch you.
Well, this is before.
As soon as you get your solid gold bike.
They got what gold bike?
Nah.
But you know what?
It changes like the
you
black
you can always
TV.
Count on your bro here, man. I will hold every dime for you. Every dime.
Every
what?
Dime.
Every
only
dime.
Dime.
Every dime.
You would come back and you yeah. would have a dime.
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
Just to say I have a whole warehouse full of Jordans and Timberland boots. You ain't lying. Just I'll be on MTV Cribs next week.
Talk about see this? Yeah, this is how ballers do it.
Yeah.
You sitting there eating dinosaur eggs with Anthony Davis ain't
right.
Yeah, no.
And then I'd be
no.
like, yeah, these are my aquariums with
right.
sharks. Yeah, the water is made out of poor people's tears. Yeah, that's how we doing now.
That's how we roll.
Now follow me as I walk fast through this next room.
Oh, yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio, man. That yeah, hey.
Okay.
Hey, Justice, real quick then, since you in the chat room. Could you be trusted to hold that money, man?
Yeah, Justice. Could we send the money down to Boston?
Right, and say, hey, man, Justice, I'm looking for some justice when I get out. Could you hold this for me? Could you do it? Now we'll see what he
yeah.
say after that.
Yeah, he's typing right now. Go
he
to
say
head.
He like gators.
He say like gators.
And yeah, knowing Justice, he'll buy some gators and have them killed.
Yeah.
Then get the shoes.
He say and diamonds.
Yeah, they're the bloodiest diamonds. Two
right.
black orphans had. I had to kill each other for it.
That's, there you go.
That's wrong.
All right, here you go. With 10 minutes left, here we go. Woman denied right to pump breast milk at work.
Now where's
this is a crime? There you go.
Now I need vengeance.
There you go. A 28-year-old single mother who works as a server at a restaurant says she was denied the right to pump her breast milk while on the job. Kristen Joseph has worked at Hennessy's Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, old Hennessy.
Here we go.
In Seal Beach for 3 years. She's balanced her job with caring for her six-month-old son, Wrigley. Joseph said, yeah, like the gum.
Like the field.
There you go. Joseph says that she usually takes a 10-minute break to pump her breast milk in the manager's office. If I don't pump, then my breasts get very engorged, and they hurt, and they leak.
Yeah.
Yes, this
yeah.
is what happens.
I know.
But this past week, she has been asked by the on-duty, she asked the on-duty manager for keys to the office, and she was told no.
Yep, let them get bigger. I don't care what you do. We don't do that here at the Hennessy Tavern.
He said
they swell up over
whether it's in the office or in the bathroom, I was still in the restaurant and that was disgusting. And there's that and that people eat here, Joseph said.
And you're not
he's
part of them only girls.
He's an idiot.
How are we supposed to get
paid? I'd have been like, yeah, why you in there make me a white Russian? I was outside, I was freaking out and crying, Joseph said. My coworkers tried to calm me down.
I hold him a breath.
Yeah. Joseph said her boss told her that she could leave, but with several more tables to close out and paperwork, she had to stay on her duty. Her breast milk was leaking through her shirt. Wow, he's an ass.
Hey.
Joseph contacted Hennessy's corporate office, who are conducting an investigation. Federal law requires that an employer with 50 or more employees to provide an area other than the bathroom for women to pump breast milk. It also allows women to breastfeed their children anywhere
at any time and any place in public. She called. Joseph called her general manager, but still hasn't heard back. She has since reached out to the corporate office where an investigation is being held. Tragedy. Just outright tragic.
Don't know. Don't know, man.
Are you kidding?
I'm gonna be honest.
You would tell her no.
Dependent? Oh yeah.
What would you tell her no for?
Hey, look here. I don't care how big or how swollen or how luscious your nipples and breasts get. You're not pumping at the Hennessy house. Now, go back to duty. And here's the smallest shirt that you have. Is that smaller uniform you was asking for?
It's gonna be what?
Damn it! If someone don't turn up the air in here, I'm on fire.
Yeah, hey, I don't. Hey,
he was just trying to get a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, right? He's an ass. He's an ass dude. No, I would not do that to her. I would. Hey, but I would.
You deflate the ball?
Yes, you have to. But can I get a cup?
That dude, that's
goes just, with yay. Hey,
that's
with
part of waking up is nipple milk in your cup. No, man, I'd rather see the whole because man, who if she was righteous, come on, you can't tell me you would have
just kicked back and watched the
dude. Yeah, you could pump. But now, you've been pumping all day now. Look here. You've been pumping your breath all day. Now, come on now. Nobody pumps that much. You want a break. That's what it is. You had your last break test, Sean, and you're not going to. Well, nah, Carishon. That's what we call it. Carishon. You had your last break. Now, get out the. What you mean they getting big and hurt? I don't care. Get a big. Here's a bigger bra. Now let me see you put it on, because I don't want you lying.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it, sorry.
Candace? Sorry, Candace. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I just
say you're wrong for that.
I've recently just decided that that's just the best way to go. I'm sorry. That's just, look, equal rights is equal rights. Did Obama not sign a thing for equal pay for equal work? Do my boys get in there to go and let off some milk? No. So you can't go in there.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if she... If she gets to go in there and pump her breast, dude should be able to go in there and get a porter. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Who is she feeding, baby? You is?
He's feeding baby me. That's what she's I could not be the supervisor there.
Couldn't
I'm
have been
sorry.
The supervisor.
Come on, man. If she's right. Now, if you just... 7:30, yeah, baby, take all the time. If you about a good 375 and you're 4'11", yeah, take all the time you need in there. Go get them out. But if you are nice, stacked, 5'6", 200 in the right curve,
sure.
And you got top juice, I like that. Oh, yeah, you gotta chill out with Devon for a while, baby.
Oh, you want that promotion.
Yeah.
And
I'm not
that's
asking
cold.
You to do nothing. I just want to watch. I'm not asking you.
Wow.
I'm making coffee.
Yeah. Hey, 818-514.
Just say 375. What's coming out of those jugs? Buttermilk.
And bacon and grease.
And bacon fat.
Oh, yeah.
Is what we're saying.
And eggnog. Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember me, myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that scene when, I'd have walked right up and, hey, how you do? Well, you shouldn't have been feeding. I thought this is what you wanted. Yeah, why are you wasting my electricity using that to suck that milk out? I got you. Go ahead.
That's messed up.
That's just saying,
who needs a pump?
Yeah.
I got you.
Slurp Charlie Bailey Gates.
Man.
Damn, I'm just
shame
saying.
Shame on you.
No. I'm thinking what a good 90% of what men would be thinking if she was right. Like I said,
yeah.
You got that. Hey, come
you.
On. You can't tell me who's a nice. You can't tell me that Jill Scott walks into that, whatever. Jill Scott can't walk in there and say, excuse me, Mr. Gage, but my breasts, I need to pump them. I'm just saying. I'm being 100% real. You can't tell me that don't happen like that.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
So, hey, it's either that or Porter's coming in here to see you. Hey, at the end of the day, man, I want to thank everybody who sat in there and chilled out with us tonight, man, taking the part of your Labor Day to kick it with the Truth Brothers.
Yes.
And Marvin over here,
thank
man.
You very much for being there. I appreciate it.
Man, hey, man, we came to visit us. You said thanks for being there. Like, we dropped off. No, I was like, nah. But yeah, we really want to thank everybody, man. We really appreciate that so much, man. This has been a great show, a better topic than we've ever done.
Yeah,
in
and next week,
opinion.
Next week we'll do one where y'all don't think, because they think we were throwing stuff at each other. Man.
Nah, it's not this.
This is what we do. This is job.
Well, next time I'm here, I just hope I don't get shot and stabbed.
No, you probably will.
We don't make no promises.
So yep, we're gonna let y'all go. Thanks for everybody for listening and tuning in, and we're gonna let you know if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers.
And the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Yeah, once again, I want to thank everybody for doing your thing, man. Listen to Truth Brothers, the food poison episode, I guess we're going to call it. We were late today due to the fact that we did have peace, you know, the one third of the Truth Brothers radio was a little sick, but we'll be back next week live, ready to give y'all the tale of the truth and do what we do best. So, thank y'all for tuning in, Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Ray Gage of Truth Brothers Radio. I want to thank everybody for hanging out and sticking with us while we were on vacation. We will return next week with an all-new live show, 3 full hours, and we're going to give you the best we got. Everybody have a safe and